liberty of choosing your own doctor, the liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
March Madness comes to an end tonight when Virginia and Texas Tech contend for the title in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game. In other NCAA news, attorney Michael Avenatti tweeted a link to evidence that he claims shows Nike bribed players to attend Nike colleges. Wright Thompson is a senior writer for ESPN, and he's also the author of a new book titled The Cost of These Dreams. One of the things I had a chance to sit down and talk to Wright about was the NCAA paying players and Nike, and even the allegations against lawyer Michael Avenatti for what he's saying Nike did, and what this means ultimately to college basketball and college sports in general regarding paying players.
I mean, I want to take it a step further than individual actors, whether it's Nike or Michael Avenatti or any of these schools who've been mentioned. I mean, there's a much larger existential problem, which is this is professional sports, no matter what you want to call it. And everything that's happening is just what any Econ 4 or 5, either macroeconomics teacher would tell you is inevitable, is that you've created a black market. The market is functioning exactly as it should function because there's this incredible valuable commodity that is being falsely undervalued. What's happening now, it's the only logical thing that could happen, and it's never going to stop happening because this is not amateur sports, no matter what anyone wants to call it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The gang is here, ready to get it done.
We are here, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer, and in the studio with us is Brian Patrick, who most people know as Boomer. You're the communications director for Congressman Huizenga's office. Is that true?
Yes, sir, and it's great to be with you, Mike.
Listen, before we jump into the list of stuff, I got to read this quote to you. I just got it. It's a Democrat, by the way. How often do I get on here and quote Democrats with a positive smile on my face? That's a real rarity. She writes, "I am offended by this whole conversation about socialism. Capitalism is the system that built us the greatest nation and the greatest economy in the world. It is not the moment to undo the whole system and embrace something that Americans have spent blood and treasury fighting to save other countries from." That's U.S. Representative Stephanie Murphy, Democrat from Florida, but she's also a Vietnamese War refugee. And I'm going to guess this lady knows a heck of a lot more about this than we do.
Well, I mean, yeah, especially those who are, whether it's Bernie Sanders or AOC or whoever is trying to bring socialist policies to the United States. I mean, it's refreshing to hear a Democrat speak in that manner, because we've seen even those who are running for president, former governor of Colorado, who's a very successful businessman who's running in the Democrat primary, back off if he would embrace capitalism. It's the Howard Schultzes and the Michael Bloombergs seem to be the only one talking about how capitalism is a positive force. And that's a shame.
It is. Miles Bauer, tell me something. When you hear that kind of quote from a Vietnamese war refugee, how does it strike you?
Well, I guess I would pause for a minute and make sure that I've read the fine print.
Okay. Is there some fine print? I tried to, by the way, I even went to Snops or Snopes or whatever you call that place to make sure that this was truth and not somebody's meme that looked really cool. I could find nothing that denied it.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm paranoid in this current age.
You don't trust the media, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, stunning, isn't it?
All right, tell me, Brian Patrick, what is your take on this question? I've been wrestling with it for a long time. Is it the grassroots of the Democratic Party whose hair is on fire, or is the leadership of the Democratic Party driving that narrative?
I think the real question is, Mike, the answer is both. But the question is, who's actually driving it and who's riding shotgun? Because if you look at the Democratic presidential primary field right now, it's a race to the left. But then you look at the fundraising numbers and you see Bernie Sanders pulling in a stunning $21 million. You see Kamala Harris pulling in $12 million. You see a mayor relatively unknown from South Bend, Indiana, pulling in $7 million. I mean, there's real money out there that are going to these candidates, and that tends to be grassroots support. At least that's what they claim through Act Blue and other things. So you have an elected official going out there and saying these pie-in-the-sky socialist ideas that will never work upon implementation, and they probably will never be implemented. Yet you have people wanting to hear that, and not only wanting to hear that, giving their money in support
Wait,
of that.
Are you saying that Pocahontas' extra spending of $100 trillion won't work?
Well, I mean, whether it's her or Bernie Sanders or whoever it is, I mean, it is really interesting to see just this race to the left take place, and then they promise free this, free that, and then eventually the bills come due. I saw the Wall Street Journal had a good editorial that was specific about New York and Cuomo about how you just can't tax the rich enough to fund these programs. Well, right. You can extrapolate that argument and expand it to the United States for all these promise of freebies that these Democrat socialists are putting forward, there's no way to pay for it.
Boomer, I got a question for you, and I texted this to Mike and Lou yesterday, but I want to get your take on it. Are you sensing an internal civil war amongst the Democrats?
Absolutely. Democrat divide. When I used to work for the RNC many, many moons ago and stuff like that, that was one of our favorite pieces to put out in opposition research. But it's very, very true today, Miles. I mean, if you look at it, yesterday, Minority Whip Steve Scalise filed a discharge petition on protecting babies who survive an abortion. Okay, these are babies who are born. Okay.
Right.
And we had Congressman Huizenga, who I work for, was number 143 who signed it. Okay. I believe we were up to a little north of 190 members signed it. You know how many of those members were Democrats? Two. And I'm almost shocked to say that there were two. You know, because one of them, Congressman Lipinski from Illinois, he got a fierce primary from an AOC type, and they tried to drive him out because he's one of the last few pro-life Democrats in Washington. They are an endangered species. They do exist, but they're on life support.
You know, wait a minute. I gotta get my head around what we're talking about here. We're talking about infanticide.
Yeah.
We're not talking about abortion anymore, folks.
Right.
We got to separate the issues. So the baby was going to be aborted, but somehow it survived. And these folks wanted to lay out on the counter with no support.
Yeah, the abortion was botched, for lack of a better term,
yep.
All right? And the baby survived. Now we literally have to have – this shouldn't even be a political issue. This shouldn't be a debate. Yet Democrats in their race to the left, whether it's Debbie Stabenow here in Michigan, Tim Kaine in Virginia, or you name it around the country, these Democrat senators have blocked it in the Senate, and we're seeing the same type of behavior in the House. And it's stunning. It is stunning.
Is there a rationale, a political rationale that I'm missing? Is it the idea that if we give any time, then we'll be debating? For instance, I found myself in a very brief debate with a nitwit on Congressman Huizenga's Twitter account. And this person, oh, that's not a baby. That's a, you go, wait a minute. If it's got a heartbeat and it's got pain, You call it whatever you want to want. And
it's been born. Let's not forget that. Right. You know, so, in this case. So
an old boss of mine, he said, the human mind is so powerful, it can justify or rationalize anything.
Well, and I think you're seeing the Olympics of justification, if you will, by some of these Democrat socialists on this issue, because this is absolutely ridiculous. What is more innocent in our world than a baby, let alone a baby who just survived a procedure to terminate it? I mean, this is unbelievable. So,
right.
It's heartbreaking. I know I am going to try to make some time to go see that movie Unplanned. I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, we're really in a struggle, whether it's the system, capitalism versus socialism, and the battle for the hearts and minds on some of these social policies. I mean, I still can't believe we're having the debate on infanticide right now. And sure enough, we are.
Listen, I think there's a disconnect. Part of the Civil War on the left is that there's a disconnect between grassroots, which are pretty ginned up, passionate people, and that's true of all grassroots, by the way, left or right. So that's not revolutionary. But I think there's a huge divide between those folks that are directly engaged as grassroots versus your average Democrat voter that goes to work, pays his or her taxes, maybe belongs to a union, and that's what steers them down that path. But they're reasonable people beyond that, because some of these things they're advocating for in D.C., they're not reasonable. It's not ideological anymore. They're goofy.
Right. I mean, Mike, when would we see the day when the ACLU would side with Republicans in how Nancy Pelosi's power grab on the First Amendment, which they named H.R. 1, their top priority, when the ACLU would side with Republicans on how this curtails free speech? I mean, that's how far the left has gone right now. And I don't think some folks, they hear what their elected officials are saying on the Democrat side of the aisle, but that's not the whole story.
But listen, the Democrats, and Miles and I have spent a lot of time on this, the Democratic leadership, and I think it goes back to the Obama era. In fact, I know that. They've done the math, and they said, okay, we can bring together a coalition of folks that I self-identify as disenfranchised, and that number will grow into something greater than us simply embracing labor. And so they've thrown labor overboard. President Trump actually was able to take that labor from them by talking directly to them in a respectful fashion, because they've been cast overboard. I don't think all of them realize it yet.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very salient point, Mike.
So listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A perfect day to fish. It's cold but sunny. Let's try the north side of the lake first. Ready?
Almost. Life jacket on?
No, I'll be fine.
Water temp is about 40 degrees. It only takes 1 minute for cold water shock.
But I can swim.
You should always wear a life jacket when boating.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Good. Let's catch some fish to take home to our families.
I bet I'll catch more.
I bet you don't.
Be ready for the unexpected. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We're still at... Heck, we barely scratched the surface.
We're just getting into it.
That's right.
Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. And with us this morning, Brian Patrick, we know as Boomer. Boomer, tell me something. Have you been following the news on Michigan's Governor Taxmore?
Oh, sure. I mean, she's making some news between the small business tax that she's put forward, as well as that, obviously, the gas tax, too. It's very troubling what we're seeing coming out of Lansing.
Listen, it's a fascinating thing because the articles, folks, that I'm referencing this morning are from WXYZ.com, which is Channel 7, if I remember correctly. That's Channel 7 Detroit. They were pretty critical of her, only in the sense that they were actually saying this is what she said, and they put it up to an electronic poll. So the question was, vote now. Did Governor, they said Whitmore, they got her name wrong, did Governor Taxmore mislead voters during the campaign about increasing the gas tax? Now listen, they pulled the results down this morning. They weren't there, and I really, really wanted to see the results, but when I left off yesterday evening, 93% of those folks that watch Channel 7 News, they got to think about what I'm saying to you right now. It's a Democrat stronghold. And yet in their viewership, because that's the vast majority of the folks that are watching that station and therefore following that website, 93% of them said, yeah, she's misled us. But listen, she had an opportunity to tell the truth when Bill Schuette asked her in a debate. He pointedly said, and she wants to raise the gas tax by 20 cents. And she said, that's ridiculous, and laughed, meaning, now I've translated it, meaning, I don't want 20 cents, I want 45 cents. The 20 cents you're talking about, Bill, goes to the other account. The other account's the account we like.
I mean, listen, Mike, I don't know how you do this when you sit here in when this transpired in 2018, now 2019.
Yep.
It's on video. Like, I think it happened right here in Grand Rapids at that debate.
It did. And I was there, yeah. And it's all over the place now.
Yeah. Yep. And it's just like, in what world is this acceptable? I mean, you know, Congressman Heisinger is always one that he served in Lansing, and he doesn't like to weigh in and try to have Washington tell Lansing what to do. But I think it's pretty clear what Lansing's going to do on this one. I mean, it's universally being rejected by the Republican side of the aisle, who controls the House and Senate.
Listen, I'm getting a quagmire here because I was such – I got to be careful. I'm not a big Snyder fan. when the 81% of everyone that watches or listens to this show has heard me say this at least once a week, when 81% of the folks said, don't you dare, and they flipped us all off and did it anyhow, Snyder went from really low on my list to not on my list at all. I say that because it's an important preface. They didn't set up a one-time tax. That was a percentage that we're still paying, which begs the question of where is the money going? Forget where it went. Where is it going now, and how come she needs a billion more? I have a tough time with the math here. I do.
Well, I think that's one of the questions is that it doesn't matter what party's in the governor's office. I think it's incumbent on all of our elected leaders to make sure we go out or they go out and talk about how does road funding actually work.
Right.
You know what I mean? So what does the previous administration, where does their package end in terms of what are the funding levels?
Sure.
I'm not sure that's widely known at this point. And for the current governor to come in and say, well, here's my proposal, and you're right, Mike, it's not going to be 20 cents. It's more than double that.
Sure.
So, if a Republican tried to do that, they'd be running out of Dodge.
Absolutely.
Like literally, it's on video. I don't understand how every time Governor Whitmer sits down for an interview, this isn't the number one question she's asked.
Right. Listen, I would tell you, talking about that, because we've got an example of that, and this is where I get off into quagmire, but I think what happened to Brian Kelly's governor's race was his attachment to Snyder and the gas tax. That absolutely eroded Republican support for those two as a team. The question I've got now is, will the Democrats that ushered Gretchen Taxmore into office, will they plug their nose and go forward, or will they say enough? We've already seen this before.
Well, one of the unique things about Michigan is that's different than the federal government for sure, is that it requires a balanced budget, right, Mike?
Yep.
And so it's going to be interesting that the governor and the legislature are going to have to work on this, and I still don't see how a 45-cent gas tax, even if they try to, you know, how they spit and say, well, it's graduated over 2 or 3 years, I don't see how that's going to make it through the chambers. So they're going to need to come up with a proposal and find a way to work together on it.
But when I hear 45 cents,
Right.
The first thing that comes to mind, well, two things come to mind. First off is a negotiation. You hear Miles laughing?
Yep.
Miles, you got to tell us, what's funny, brother?
I was going to say, between Snyder and Taxmer, you guys really like gas taxes. I'm foreign to taxes down here in Illinois, but you guys are really into taxing your gas.
Would make us the number one gas tax in the nation. Higher than California, folks. Get your melon around that for a minute.
Well, it's the old adage that Democrats or socialists like to spend other people's money, but the trouble is eventually you're going to run out of spending other people's money.
Listen, within the first 6 months of Snyder's first term, somebody from his office reached out to me and said, we'd like your support on a gas tax because we need the infrastructure rebuilt. I said, okay. You'll have my support as soon as you fix how the state of Michigan contracts for labor and does business in total, because I can't run my business the way the state does. And I think Miles will be on the same page with this. I am so sick of hearing leadership, elected officials, talk about how we need $3 billion, but we can probably get by with $2.5 billion. She needs 45 cents, but she'll probably negotiate down to 35. They're always talking about how much more money they need. They never talk about getting a hold of our budget and looking into it and say, are we managing this budget properly? Are we being earnest and good stewards of the public treasury? The answer is no. They don't. They're not looking backwards. They're not. The concept of frugality never enters their brain.
Right.
The concept of we need more is their only focus. It's almost like childlike.
Well, and yet, Mike, you guys have the bike paths to nowhere.
Oh, we got bike paths. We have got bike paths. So your car is out of gas. Hopefully it was on a downhill spot so you can get a little bit more free mileage out of it. And all the bikers, all 1% of the state's population, think about this for a minute, 1% of the adult population use those stinking bike paths that we've spent millions of dollars on. While the socialists say we need more money. No, you don't. Not my money. Spend it wisely. Spend something that's good for the majority of the folks. Not millions upon millions, for he knew that would spike me. He knows me too.
Well, if they keep on taxing the gas, we only can afford to ride our bikes to work.
They want us to be like Francais. What are they paying Francais for a gallon of gasoline? So a listener's texting me. He's suggesting that this gas tax hike will have a direct and immediate impact on tourism to the state of Michigan.
Well, sure. I mean, you're going to be paying more to put gas in the tank than it is to spend at a restaurant or the beach or wherever you're going. And I think one of the things that we've talked about at the federal level is Jody Ernst has introduced a bill that would require...
Tell the folks who and where she's from.
Okay, she's a federal senator from Iowa, but she's introduced legislation in the Senate that would require... They're supposed to do this, but this would make it law, each department to tell the taxpayers what percentage of their budget actually comes from taxpayer dollars. And so I think that would be a good thing because, listen, whether it's the federal, the state, or your local municipal or county government, you need to have spending priorities, all right? There is a role for government, but the debate is over size, scope, and what the priorities are.
Listen, we got to go to a break real quick, but I got to ask you real quick. Maybe I misheard you. Is there a portion of the budget that comes from somewhere other than tax dollars?
There is, but it's not significant.
Listen, it's not significant because it's zero. Mm-hmm. Tell those in D.C., the governments, neither one of them, have a penny, not one red cent that they didn't first extort from the folks. On that note, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen resigned on Sunday. On Monday, she delivered a short statement thanking the president.
I don't have any new announcements. I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity to serve this country. I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing on Monday that Iran's Revolutionary Guard will be deemed a foreign terrorist organization. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News it's a necessary move for world security.
It's the first time the United States has recognized another government as a foreign terrorist organization. That means a lot because Iran's economy is already crippling. This goes to help put more pressure on that country to change its behavior. It's got to happen, and this president understands that.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And you are hearing The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, a wonderful place to visit on a daily basis, RenegadeRiver.com.
That's a very, very brilliant idea, Brian Thomas. Listen, folks, if you are just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. With us today is Brian Patrick, that we affectionately know of as Boomer. You are the communications director for Congressman Bill Huizenga. Speaking of Washington, D.C.,
yes,
I'm trying to get my head around the debate between Trump and McConnell. McConnell to Trump, we're not repealing and replacing Obamacare. What's the general consensus in D.C. on that debate?
Right. We've seen the president – first off, we've seen the president kind of change his tune a little bit on this, and I think that's wise, and here's why. All conservatives agree and all Republicans agree that – okay, maybe we give out a Susan Collins caveat there, that we need to – that Obamacare is not working for the American people. The problem is Republicans don't have control of Washington right now, all right? They've got the Senate with a slight majority but not 60 votes.
Not enough.
They have the presidency, right?
They got about 6 squishies over there.
There are some folks that that are not as conservative as we wish they were, for sure.
Well, they don't get the concept of small R party, small R Republican form of self-governance.
Fair.
They don't believe that.
Fair. But the real problem comes in with Nancy Pelosi and AOC in the House, right? So how are you going to fix and get rid of the problems that have just plagued Obamacare when you have one-third of the legislative process, you know, House, Senate, and then signature from the president, if you will, for how a bill becomes a law under Democrat control?
Do you think AOC has that much power?
I think she does because she marshals a great deal of that grassroots energy. Look, and I think it steamrolls the Democrat leadership.
I'm not being dismissive of her, truly, truly, folks, but I've sat and watched hours of clips of hers. She's dumber than an ice cube. Nothing against Ice Cube, by the way.
What she's able to do, though, is she's able to play the media like a fiddle and use social media as a lightning rod.
I get the social media part, right. But I don't know how the media, listening to her boneheaded comments all day long. We've got 12 years before the world ends, but Trump, or whichever one she was ragging on, is going to have to eat oil in 30 years. I don't think he has to worry about that based on the first thing he said.
Right.
She said such ignoramus things that I don't know how the media can give her the microphone again. We love her.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, that's why I think you're going to see – you've seen frustration start to trickle out from within her district because it's like, hey, there's this whole – making headlines and splashing ink on the newspaper versus actually taking care of the people in New York.
But listen, that's exactly the point that I want to make. Miles Bauer, tell me who has a better rating in her district, her or President Trump?
Yeah, I know Trump has got a more favorable rating than AOC does in her
own district.
But you know what, though, Boomer? I'm just curious. if we do have an alternative to Obamacare, regardless if we have the House or not, doesn't it make sense to kind of get that out there and get it into the public discussion? Because, I mean, keep in mind, remember way back when the dinosaurs were roaming the earth, Ronald Reagan got his tax cut through a Democrat majority House.
True. Fair point, Miles, but I think that those days in Washington are dead.
You think so?
I do. I do.
Because not much angst in
I think so, and I think we can bring it back home to West Michigan here. When President Trump announced his support, all right, yep, changed his position, announced his support for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, yep, it's very important for us here in West Michigan, okay, and what it does in turning up, sure, cleaning up legacy pollution things, invasive species. You know what Dan Kildee and Debbie Stabenow did? They attacked the president.
For doing it.
Yes. Okay. And this is something that both of them have fought because this is a bipartisan program.
Yep.
Okay? And Congressman Heisenstein has been a leader on this. And what they did, they weren't like, all right, great, it's good to have the president on board. They attacked him. Yep. So how are we supposed to get a health care proposal under Miles' scenario through there when we've got something that's already bipartisan and agreed upon, right, but everybody is so anti-Trump on the Democrat side that it's just like, oh, my goodness, he's put his name to it. We have to attack. We have to be against it.
I got to tell you something. Here's the problem I always have when we get on this topic, and I mean this most sincerely, and I've been hearing it, by the way, since long before Trump about repeal and replace. Remember, I'm an old Tea Partier.
Sure.
So I hear repeal and replace, and I go, wait a minute, why would you think about replacing it? How did that enter your brain? How does an average intelligence person or greater say, let's replace it? Because let me tell you why I'm saying that. Before government got involved, before government started helping us, the average cost of health care, not insurance, folks, the average cost of health care was 5% of the average income in the United States. So you'd sit down with your family budget. You figure you're going to have about 5% of that budget will go towards health care in total. Let me underline that. In total, 5%. Now it's in excess of 40%. And the difference is help from the government. And I don't want insurance. I want health care. I don't know why folks can't get their head around that concept. So if they come along and they put some legislation in place, no pre-existing conditions, if they put up some barriers to protect folks, I'd go, okay, I get it. That's fine. But anything that the government touches in terms of funding will have an 87% administrative cost attached to it. Anything that they touch. So if our goal is to have $1 go to health care, 87 cents of it's poof, gone like the wind. And I think, how smart are we? And the answer is not very.
Well, I think to get to one of your earlier points, Mike, is that it's very difficult, and Congressman Heisinger puts it in these terms too, is to unbake the cookie, right? So there's already been a government program created, and that's Obamacare, okay? Like it, don't like it, we clearly don't like it, right? So now Democrats are entrenched. When we saw the Democrats take the House, you know, remember last year it was all this talk about health care, all this talk about immigration, and a few other pet issues. What have they actually worked on since they've been in the majority? Nancy Pelosi has come out and said, we're not going to work on overhauling Obamacare, we're going to fix it.
Right.
Right? That's right. What's her priority. So when we talk about Miles's premise now, why don't Senate Republicans trot out a position? All it's going to do is take heavy fire, right, on it, and we know what the end goal is. It will not get passed in the current political environment through the House. There's no way.
So if I put my pragmatist hat on, then the best thing to do is to continue trying to erode the structural supports for Obamacare.
Well, I think you've seen that, well,
I call it Marxist care, by the way. So whenever I hear Obamacare, I got to think, is he talking about Marxist care?
Well, the ACA will go even more. All right. But Obamacare.
It's against my personal desire, sure, for my family.
Sure.
It's forced upon me.
Sure.
And listen, that's one of the check marks on the boxes for the Communist Manifesto. And I hate to get zany, but folks, it's just the truth. It's just the truth. I know it's not politically correct. But it's just the truth.
Well, that's why you've seen the Trump administration working with, when they could, with Republicans in Congress when they had the majority, get rid of things such as the individual mandate and do other things. Because while Democrats yelled and screamed about costs, how the individual mandate was driving down costs and things like that, we've seen evidence that that's simply not true. And so what we want to do is give people the opportunity to access health care and get health care that best meets their needs that's at a lower cost. That's not what Obamacare delivers.
So you agree with McConnell to slow walk this and get off the horse for a while?
Well, I think it's a futile attempt.
Okay. Miles, any final thoughts before we go to break?
No. I guess I would just wonder why, in trying to unbake the cookie, why we wouldn't agree that the open market is part of the solution.
Well, I think there is agreement there, but the problem comes in is that Democrats philosophically believe, even more so than they used to, that government is the only answer to this problem.
So you say, folks, here's your choice. Would you like government help that costs you a little over 40% of your income? Or would you like government to get out of the way and that'll cost you 5% of your income?
This is why we need people like you on the airwaves, Mike. Yeah,
folks, it's just math. It's not ideological.
But it is. It's the battle of ideas. And we have to show them the math behind the Democrat ideas versus ours.
I'm talking about a time when I was alive. And they'll say, well, Mike, technology is really changing their health. I had open heart surgery during that period of time. Come on, folks. That's they act like it was that 5%. That was back when Thomas Jefferson. No, it wasn't. I'm 58. I had open heart surgery when it was costing 5% because government wasn't in the way. Listen, that's one of those topics that rubs me up. But we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are not finished yet, so let's pick it up where we left off.
Oh, yeah, we've got so much left. We can't even get it all pushed in here. Listen, while we were at break, Miles Bauer, you had some breaking news. What is it you need to tell us?
Apparently, AOC got hit with a FEC complaint for some type of scheme.
Scheme.
Campaign manager.
So is it? It's the campaign manager is alleged. I want to make sure I get this right because I don't want to be wrong on it. But as I understand it, it has been alleged that he took $885,000 and transferred it somewhere out of the federal campaign account. Boomer, are you hearing anything about this?
That the story is breaking. It's very interesting. When this first broke, in the past about some how the chief had this side account and had these things going on. It raises some serious questions. And
about her ideology?
Yeah, well, and hypocrisy and everything else.
Oh, man.
For sure. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because just because someone lodges a complaint
doesn't mean
it necessarily bears out merit. And that's not a defense, but it's just like,
it's
hey,
the truth
you're, yeah, exactly. Yep. You're innocent until proven guilty, yep. Right? And so, but I mean, there's some serious money that is.
Unless you're a Republican.
Oh, yeah, right. there's some serious money that's called into question here, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
First off, where are you seeing the news at? What source are you using?
That was from Fox News.
Is it just a breaking without a lot of detail?
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to save that for the Enigma report, because I think it is an enigma. Listen, on a different front, naked protesters storm Parliament ahead of Brexit vote, and I only bring this up to prove that the screwballs are not exclusive to the United States. They got them over there, too. And they must think that there's some competition going. Imagine that over in United Kingdom. They're thinking, how can we out-screwball the screwballs in the United States? Hey, I know. Let's strip naked and go. How does that move the needle for a Brexit vote, one way or another, to have a bunch of people standing around with signs naked?
Yeah, but you know what, though? I mean, this is just classic establishment versus flyover country again.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not establishment. I'm flyover, but I don't go to Lansing or D.C. buck naked with a sign.
No one would clear out the Capitol faster.
Wow. Oh, everyone would be busting out laughing. I don't get it, Miles Bauer. I don't know. I don't get the connection between the idea of being naked and protesting the establishment.
No, I mean, think about it. So flyover country in England passed Brexit how many years ago?
Right.
And yet London still can't figure out how to get out of the EU?
You and me ideologically are in absolute agreement. The facts, as you just listed them briefly, are true. But what's that got to do with showing up at their nation's parliament naked? Boomer, help me understand. You're the political guy now.
Yeah, I have yet to see a scenario in which stripping down and storming the Capitol has ever been an effective way to get your message across. So,
speaking of stripping down in public, this coming Democratic nomination process in the Me Too primary, I don't know if I should have connected those, stripping down and Me Too primary. Maybe I shouldn't have made that connection. But how is that going to work? You got Uncle Joe that's running around petting all the young boys and girls, by the way. He's not focused on one group. How does this work? Any predictions for the Democratic primary?
Well, I think it's really caused problems for Team Biden. Remember, he isn't even an official candidate yet.
Sure.
And I think that you've seen, whether it's Speaker Pelosi or other elected leaders, high leaders in the Democrat Party, there is problems with how to address this behavior in the Me Too movement. Obviously, you have a lawmaker, former state lawmaker in Nevada, raising concerns about inappropriateness, and I believe a second and third have come forward too. So I think it's going to be something that the former vice president and his team need to get a hold of quick and put to rest.
Ludwig messages us, get Boomer a donut.
Hey,
I'm not making the connection there either.
I'm with you, Ludwig. I'd take a donut if you got one, buddy.
All right. So watch. It's a CNN's Kristen Amanpour. How do you say your name?
Oh, Christine Amanpour?
Yeah. That's a fascinating spelling for that. Asks Comey if FBI should have shut down on hate speech. So the question seems to be is that if they're at a Trump rally screaming, lock her up, should the FBI have stormed the rally and shut them down because that's hate speech?
I can't believe that just goes to show you how far left CNN is on that.
Is that leftism or childish? Because to me, it's like third grade argument.
Right. But I mean, this is a much larger argument. But how is that hate speech? And then what is hate speech? You know what I mean?
Hate speech is exactly what the First Amendment protects. You don't need the First Amendment if we all agree. If we're all saying the same thing, if we're all parroting it and saluting and doing goose steps, I'm sorry, that's how I see it. If we're all going on the same path, you don't need a First Amendment. The First Amendment is in place exactly to protect speech that we disagree with. That's what it's there for. So these people want to identify it as hate speech. They don't like it. So you got the Southern Poverty Law Center. They think everything is hate speech. They hate speech so much. Think about what I just said.
Right.
They hate speech so much that as a law center, they don't recognize the First Amendment. Those are dangerous, dangerous grounds we're treading on.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it's one of those things where it's just like here in America, we have the freedom to say what we want to say, whether people like it or not. I mean, that what Ms. Amanpour seems to be putting forward right there is that she wants a more police state in which you have a federal agency cracking down on people chanting something at a presidential campaign rally.
Can you imagine how ugly that would have been?
Oh,
If
where would you put all these people?
Well, if they used the same team that went after some of these early morning arrests where they ran in with assault rifles and stormed people's homes at 5 in the morning.
It's nonsense. That's a bogus question.
But they think it's serious. That's the fascinating part.
I think she needs to spend more time.
You can watch it on YouTube. She asks it seriously. It's not like a tongue-in-cheek question.
Sure.
Where I'm going to ask you a stupid question because I think you're a stupid person. I've seen interviewers do that. In fact, Ludwig will tell you, I've interviewed some people that I thought, wow, are you dumb? And I have to ratchet down my question. I do.
Right.
So I watch this thinking, was she ratcheting it down? The answer is no. She buys into it.
Well, the guy was a former FBI director, like him or not.
Well, he's a moron. He's a self-serving, self-gratifying moron. Go ahead, Miles.
But, Boomer, don't you think the Democrats really don't want to debate anything in the arena of ideas? They just want to shut you down, period, right?
Oh, I think we've seen the rise of that big time, Miles.
Listen, before we run out of time, we talked about Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, a few minutes ago, a couple times now on the show today. But forget creepy. Biden has a major Ukrainian problem coming. Politically. Have you watched any of that story?
No, you actually put that on my radar, Mike. I haven't seen a whole lot of it.
I think it was his son, had a major relationship, I want to say a lobbying consulting firm, with the Ukrainian government. And at one point, they were getting $166,000 a month and more. $166,000 a month was the low. This went on for a long time. So forget whether he is just a sweet old guy hugging on little girls, he's got a big problem legally coming. You mark my words on that. I'm not saying he's guilty, but you keep an eyeball on it because he's got a train wreck in his future legally. You're not seeing that?
Well, no, I mean, this is, like I said, this is the first time hearing from it, but I mean...
Yeah, folks, the article's listed at ZeroHedge.com. As I do often, I went and I Googled it because I wanted to be lied to, so I found liberal sites that talk about it. I went to DuckDuckGo.com because I wanted the truth and found different sets of articles, hard as that is to imagine. And you got to review it because there's at least smoke there, if not fire. So he's not just worried about how many people can create montages of him hugging little girls. He's got big problems coming. Not to say that suggest that that's not a big problem.
Whenever you're running for the presidency of the United States or a declared candidate or thinking about it, the microscope gets really big, really fast.
Miles may be right because everyone's been thinking Uncle Joe was the big cheese, and Miles has stayed on the Kamala Harris bus for the nomination. You might be spot on, Miles Bauer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Thanks for reinforcing my well-held belief.
Oh, too fun. Listen, I'm hearing music. Boomer, I appreciate you showing up. We got to get you on here probably once a month or better.
Glad to do it. Thanks for the opportunity.
It is always fun to get you in. Miles Bauer, thank you. Brian Thomas, I appreciate you keeping us out of the gutters, as it were.
Just trying.
Yeah. Well, you slipped over a couple times. Listen, folks, do me a favor. Go to RenegadeRiver.com. If you don't see what you want, shoot me a message. It's me that gets it. I'll be happy to answer. In fact, my phone number's on there. I've been getting a couple of calls a week with people asking show questions through RenegadeRiver.com. You're welcome to do that or visit the MikeHewittShow.com. You folks have a great, great day, and we'll see you as soon as we possibly can.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is thanking President Trump for giving her the opportunity to serve.
I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
Nielsen announced her resignation Sunday after meeting with President Trump. Nielsen also says she's helping to make sure this is a smooth transition.
I spent the last 24 hours since yesterday talking with government officials, with administration officials, members of Congress to ensure a smooth transition.
The medical world is buzzing with news that an experimental cancer vaccine is showing promise. A study out today in the journal Nature Medicine says that there were promising results in a test on a small clinical trial of patients with lymphoma at a New York City hospital. Trials will continue on other types of cancer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
American Airlines is canceling flights as far as early June as the Boeing 737 MAX aircrafts remain grounded. The airline has said earlier about 90 flights each day would be canceled through April 24th, but that timeline has been extended now through June 5th. The Centers for Disease Control is now warning for new mysterious outbreaks in the southeast. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
Health officials are working to identify the cause of an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in five states. 72 have been infected with E. coli 0103. The CDC says the investigation is still ongoing and officials have not yet identified a specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant chain as the source of the outbreak. Meantime, health officials in Florida say two people have died amid a hepatitis A outbreak in Martin County.
The winner of the NCAA Basketball National Championship will be crowned tonight when Virginia takes on Texas Tech, with tip-off just after 9:20 Eastern. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of measles cases recorded across the United States rose by almost 100 last week. The CDC says 465 cases have been confirmed in 19 states so far in 2019, the second highest total since the measles was declared eliminated in the United States almost two decades ago. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel on why the measles are such a big deal.
Measles could make a foothold again in the United States, which it hasn't had since 2000, the year 2000. And then you could see more cases of pneumonia, more cases of brain swelling, and even death. Still 100,000 deaths from measles worldwide. This was brought in from a traveler from Israel.
Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. A man hops into the ring with a legendary wrestler without permission and now faces criminal charges. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The 26-year-old man from Nebraska jumped into the ring and tackled Bret the Hitman Hart. During the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremonies, the attacker was able to get a punch on the 61-year-old pro wrestling legend after entering the ring from behind Hart. This man was in the stands watching.